Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm Sammy Nisbet, and this is Late in Life Lesbian. Today is Sunday, October 15th, 2017, so beware the Ides of October. Based on the website stats and the podcast stats, the polls that I've been putting up on the website, and a few emails that I've received, I guess it's safe to say that a few people are listening. And I'm glad to hear that the podcast is helping people to a certain degree. I think one of my biggest challenges recording the podcast is finding a time where there's complete silence in the house or a guarantee of no interruptions. It's either my cats are puking or the kids are practicing instruments or they're bursting into a room to tell me to put Hot Pockets on the grocery list. Or like right now, someone is listening to the Edwin McCain song, I'll Be, and they're singing it at the top of their lungs. Now don't get me wrong. It makes me happy to hear the hustle and bustle of a full house. Not the puking cat, but the singing and the practicing. But it doesn't exactly make for optimal recording conditions. Anyway, if you are listening to this, it means that I found a minute or two of quiet time to record this week's episode. So I received a message from the contact page on the website this week. And it's really kind of weird because this topic has actually been on my mind over the last few weeks, and I don't know why, so it was really kind of interesting that the message came in. So it reads like this. I'm going to need you to speed it up. I've listened to all of your podcasts in a matter of 2 days, and I need more. I no longer feel alone. Have you experienced the lesbian drama? I'm married to my husband of 12 years and recently stuck my toe in the enticing lesbian pool. I met a woman, fell in love, and ended up heartbroken over her. While I was with her, I couldn't keep up with the lesbian politics, equality, and norm. She switched gears way too fast. She and the L word are my only source of lesbianic experiences. The L word seems pretty consistent with the drama my girlfriend brought to the table. Is this the way of lesbian life? Chaos, lies, cheating? I would love your input. It's an interesting point and one that I'm sure that we can all relate to. I think we've all been at that point in our lives where the L word was our only exposure to the lesbian life. And I guess in answer to your question, yes and no. It is consistent, but it's not. So let me start off by saying, I'm glad that you no longer feel alone. That seriously is my one and only goal for this podcast. A lot of people make money on their podcasts and have all sorts of fancy schmancy bells and whistles, but I truly feel that the biggest payout for me is hearing that people feel a little bit better after listening, so I'm glad that you reached out. Anyway, in terms of lesbian drama, yes, yes, and yes, there's a lot of lesbian drama. I've been through it all, and I've probably created most of it, but let me say this. I don't think that the lesbian drama thing will be as intense as society starts to evolve. And I'm thinking this is a long way down the road and probably not in my lifetime. But hear me out. This might be all bullshit, but I've really, really been thinking a lot about this lately. I definitely think that lesbian drama, I mean, drama in the LGBT community as a whole has always been heightened because there's this lack of acceptance from society. Even people who've been out their whole lives have to put up with the stigmas that society places on them. And I think people who identify as LGBT feel, and rightfully so, as if they have to constantly prove their worthiness and value to the rest of the world. Because, I mean, let's face it, most of the world still thinks of the LGBT community as different. And I don't mean different in a way that celebrates diversity. I mean different in a way that puts people aside and makes them feel not quite right. And then there are the people that are afraid to come out, that are hiding their true identities out of fear or whatever. Those people are trying to fit into a straight lifestyle that never feels quite right. Either way, out of the closet or in the closet, it creates a ton of pressure. And that pressure creates drama. Truth be told, I always remember being kind of a drama queen myself. I mean, I've been physically attracted to men and women, but the stronger attraction, I suppose, was to women. So I lived 30 some odd years of my life trying desperately to deny the attraction that I had to women. And this is turning into a long spiraling thing, but I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not sure if I talked about it in older podcasts from years ago, and truthfully, I don't feel like going back to listen to 15 previous episodes, but here it goes. When I was 22, I had been going out with this guy from college for about 3 years. I wasn't really attracted to him physically or even intellectually, and we had this really volatile relationship. Naturally, we drank a lot, and we fought a lot, and there was tons of drama. He was my rebound after my first love, who was a guy who dumped me. This scene with this guy that I'd been going out with for 3 years, it plays out like a movie in my mind. I don't even know if I've ever spoken about the sequence of events out loud, but so I was still in college and I went home for a weekend to attend a wedding with my boyfriend. And I stopped at my house to get ready and I had my hair and nails done in town. And then I was going to meet him at his house and we were going to go to the wedding. So as I was running my errands in town, I saw this woman that I knew from when I was younger. And my friends and I had always joked that we thought that this woman was a lesbian when we were in middle school. She was an adult when we were kids. And in hindsight, I probably had a crush on her, but I would cut off my hand before I would admit that to anybody. There she was, years later, and she was really attractive. And I pretended not to see her on that day, and I went on with my errands, and then I went off to the wedding. Later on that evening at the wedding, I had this huge fight with my boyfriend. We were both really drunk, and I left. And I remember driving home, and I was drunk, and I was crying. And I knew that deep down inside that all of these emotions were stemming from the fact that I was attracted to women, and it was getting harder and harder every day to ignore. When I finally got back to my parents' house, they were gone for the weekend. And I remember I bumped into my brother and I had a big fight with him and he left the house. And then I poured myself a drink and I went into their basement. I kept thinking about how out of control my life felt. I distinctly remember this feeling of complete and utter hopelessness. And I picked up the phone to call someone, anybody, but I had no idea who to call. And I wandered about their house. I was just walking around and I saw a razor blade. So I picked it up and I started lightly scratching at my wrist. And with each drink and each scratch, I got bolder and bolder. And then came a cut that went a little too deep. Immediately, I sobered up and one thing became crystal clear. I definitely didn't want to end my life. I called my sister. She lived about a half hour away. And her husband stayed on the phone with me until she got to my parents' house and picked me up. And she took me to the emergency room. And I was stitched up. I quickly came up with a bunch of lies. I was really good at that for why I did what I did. And I went to a few counseling sessions. And I was back to my charade. I broke up with that boyfriend shortly after that, and then I met my ex-husband a few years later. I'm totally not making excuses for him. He was an asshole. But I have to say that I brought a ton of drama to that table. And I know I talked about how our relationship began in earlier podcasts. It was an office affair, blah, blah, blah. But it's important for me to acknowledge the drama that I brought to that experience and those relationships and my own life. As if that's not enough, my own coming out experience and process was just full of drama. It was hiding it from everybody. It was the fights, reading way too much into things, doing the wrong things, questioning, being jealous, you name it. And my wife and I had our fill, believe me. And I look back on it and I know I caused a lot of it. As we tried to fit in with other lesbian circles, as we became more comfortable with our identity as a couple, we saw so much drama there too, and we laughed at it, but deep down inside, we knew we had our share as well. I'll say this though, the more I think about it, the more I blame society and our culture. I really, truly feel that there would be far less drama if there were fewer stigmas in society about being gay. And yes, things are getting better, but we're not there yet. I mean, look at our country. We are still talking about banning transgender people in the military. There's still hate crimes. being committed against gay people. The other day I was stuck in this Facebook rabbit hole, and I ended up on somebody's page through a series of endless clicks, and I saw this status. And it said, "Today is National Coming Out Day. And until I never see another hate crime, gay bashing, or even slightly off look or side eye, or feel mild judgment from anyone, I'm going to keep saying it. I'm fucking gay." I don't know why that Facebook status struck me as deeply as it did, but it did. Yep, there's been some progress. But there's still this underlying current in society that suggests that being gay puts you into the less than bracket or not quite right. It doesn't matter if you're out or you're loud and proud or you're in the closet or whatever. You can pretend that it doesn't bother you, but it does have an impact on how we act day in and day out. And born from those emotions of a world treating you like you're inferior comes drama. So I don't know when the term lesbian drama was first coined. And in some ways, the term really kind of pisses me off, even though I know I fit the bill to some extent. Does it exist or is it real? Yes, I believe it's real. But we have to really sit back and take a look at why it exists. It's hard to say how we'd act in a world that doesn't think of us as weird or odd. I know I've spoken about my brother before, and he certainly had a lot of drama in his life when he was struggling with his identity. But it wasn't lesbian drama. It was just he was troubled and, you know, whatever. This is going to sound really crazy, but think about it. Most gay people spent a portion of their lives either hiding or adapting or trying to prove themselves worthy or equal. Don't you think that impacts how we act in relationships? It's not surprising that there's a certain degree of dysfunction, or as we like to say, drama. I would really, really love to know your thoughts on this. Anybody. So now that this week's podcast has taken a dark and twisted turn, I want to mention, I know I'm switching gears awfully fast here, aren't I? I want to mention a couple of movies and a TV show that I watched over the last couple of weeks. Last week I watched this movie called The Duke of Burgundy. It's a British drama about a couple of lesbian entomologists, and they're involved in this really intense role-playing S&M relationship. Honestly, I don't know if I was watching a thriller or a love story, and I also don't know if I loved it or hated it. Or maybe that was the point of the movie. You weren't supposed to be sure. I don't know. It left me feeling really weird, though. But I actually Googled a million reviews of the show or the movie to see if I could figure out how I felt about it, and I still don't know. So if anybody's willing to watch it, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. And the other thing that I watched, and I'm not proud of this, but I have a friend from work who is just as immature as I am, and he recommended this show that's streaming on Netflix called Big Mouth. Now, if you're a parent or a teacher, or if you have teenagers, or if you've ever been a teenager and you've struggled through puberty and you're not put off by an animated series or complete and utter hilarious and raw, honest filth, then this show Big Mouth is for you. It explores all of the hormonal emotions of kids going through puberty. And I have to say, it's complete and utter genius. And there's this segment in this stupid little show about kids and puberty about one of the characters who is a late in life lesbian. I can't tell you how completely shocked I was when I got to that episode. Please, somebody watch this show and let me know that I'm not the only female adult in the world who thought that this show was brilliant and amazing. And then there's another movie that I want to see that's out in the movies. It's called, it's still in the theaters or it's just starting this weekend. It's called Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. And it's about the guy who created the Wonder Woman comic book series. And it's about his relationship with his wife and their lover, who is a woman. It seems that there were two women in this Professor Marston's life that were the inspiration behind the Wonder Woman comic book series. I was never into comics, but it looks like a fascinating movie and the reviews are fabulous on the New York Times. Well, that about wraps it up for today. I hope you're all enjoying the middle of October and You can visit the website lightandlifelesbian.org, where you'll find an occasional blog. And you can reach out to me on the contact page through the website, or you can email me at lateinlifelesbian@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. This is Sammy Nisbet, and you've been listening to Late in Life Lesbian.